The parables about judgment, week 3, day 5, the parable of the minas, part 1, from Luke chapter 19. But as they heard these things, he added and told a parable, for he was near to Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his own 10 servants and gave them 10 minas and said to them, do business till I come. A mina was a monetary weight in silver equal to 100 drachmas or denarii, about 1.25 pounds in weight. The word is related to mene mene, written on the wall of Belshazzar's palace in the story in Daniel 5, and it means counted. Continuing with the parable, but his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, we are not willing that this man should reign over us. And it came to pass that when he had come back, having received the kingdom, he also said that these servants should be called to him, to whom he had given the silver, that he might know what everyone had gained by doing business. And the first came, saying, Lord, thy mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in the least, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him also, be thou also over 5 cities. Now we read about the meaning of 10 and 5 in Apocalypse Explained 675. 10 signifies all persons and all things, and 5 some persons and some things. The 10 servants whom the nobleman going into a far country called to him mean all who are in the world, and in particular, all who are of the church. For the nobleman means the Lord, and going into a far country means the Lord's departure out of the world and his then seeming to be absent. The 10 minas that he gave to the 10 servants to trade with signify all the knowledges of truth and good from the word, with the ability to perceive them. For a mina, which was silver and was money, signifies the knowledges of truth and the ability to perceive. And to trade signifies, by means of these knowledges, to acquire intelligence and wisdom. Those who acquire much are met by the servant who from a mina gained 10 minas, and those who acquire some are met by him who from a mina gained 5 minas. The cities, which are said to be given to them, signify the truths of doctrine, and to possess them signifies intelligence and wisdom, and life and happiness from them. And then concerning being good stewards of our master's goods, we read in Divine Providence number 210, unless it appeared to man that he lived as from himself, and thus that he thought and willed, spoke and acted as of himself, he would not be man. From this it follows that if man, as from his own prudence, did not dispose or arrange all things pertaining to his function and life, he could not be led and disposed from the divine providence. For he would be like one standing with his hands hanging down, his mouth open, his eyes closed, and holding his breath, awaiting influx. He would thus strip himself of the human, which he has from the perception and sensation that he lives, thinks, wills, speaks, and acts as from himself. And at the same time, he would divest himself of his 2 faculties, liberty and rationality, by which he is distinguished from the beasts. Without this appearance, a man would not have the power to receive and to respond and thus would not have immortality. Therefore, if you wish to be led by the divine providence, use prudence as a servant and master does, who faithfully dispenses the goods of his master. This prudence is the talent that was given to the servants to trade with, of which they must render an account in Luke 19 and Matthew 25. Prudence itself appears to man as his own, and it is believed to be his own so long as he keeps shut up within him the deadliest enemy of God and the divine providence, namely the love of self. This dwells in the interiors of every man from birth. If you do not recognize it, for it does not wish to be recognized, it dwells securely and guards the door lest man should open it, and it should thus be cast out by the Lord. Man opens this door by shunning, as of himself, evils as sins, with the acknowledgement that he does so from the Lord. This is the prudence with which the divine providence acts as one. Questions and comments. Number one. They thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. Do we think this way when we feel angry at God or doubtful of his providence, when we see injustices and hardships in this world? Number two, how does the part about the citizens hating him fit into this parable? See also the end of this parable on page 18, next reading. Number three, doing business has a very good correspondence in this parable and the parable of the talents. The Lord gives us knowledges of truth and the ability to perceive them. Then we can apply them to life and so acquire intelligence and wisdom and life and happiness. Do you know of businesses that operate with integrity like this? Do you sometimes wish you could just let your hands hang down and wait for influx? At such a time, perhaps we can think of Joseph in Potiphar's house and in the prison, and in his caring for Egypt, and aim to be a good steward following his example.